All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here on a rainy Tuesday afternoon in the DMV, but it is, again, shining down on the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels after their Monday night football win in the Natty last night to improve to 2-1 off to Phoenix. They already are. And joining us right now is a man who was once the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, once the head coach of the Washington Redskins, and is always our analyst extraordinaire and our guest right here on the Team 980, usually on Mondays because, well, the Commanders usually play on Sunday, but couple more performances like Jaden Daniels are going to be playing in primetime and Mondays every chance they get on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax. Your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly Lincoln and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. Home of Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com. And again, joining us is the aforementioned Jay Gruden. You can follow him on the X, as the kids like to call it. At Coach _ Jay Gruden. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Coach.
Chris. Hey, Doc. What's going on? I'm doing great.
Hey, brother. Just thinking about Lucy's in the sky. I was thinking about you.
You guys had a big win last night. That was fun to watch.
Yeah. Before we get to the breakdown, Doc and I, Matt was just saying in my ear that, you know, this game made him think back to 2012. You weren't here yet. Thanksgiving Day, you know, Robert throws 4 touchdowns in the second quarter in Dallas and kind of the reaction there. I kind of thought, okay, obviously they're different quarterbacks. But in 2015, Kirk went and you and the offense, and I remember Jordan Reed and just every went on that great run. I think it was a 4-game winning streak, and you were kicking everybody's ass in December leading to that division championship win on a Saturday night in Philadelphia. What did last night, did it correlate in your mind to anything that you went through in your time here and especially in that run with Kirk in 2015 or maybe even 2016?
Yeah, there's a similarity, especially that I think it was Thursday game against Green Bay. We beat Aaron Rodgers, and Kirk had a hell of a night and threw for a lot of yards. Offense was clicking. Defense made some big stops against a hell of a quarterback, very similar to last night. You know, the defense wasn't sensational by any stretch, but that was a hell of an offense. They got off the field a few times, and the offense was did not punt one time, scored every time they had the ball. So, yeah, that was quite the performance.
Couldn't help but think about it, Jay, in those moments and that night at Philadelphia and winning and the tempo and moments. When you had that thing cranked up, that's what it made me feel like, moments of that when you've got the defense on its heels.
Yeah, that's always a good feeling when you are the aggressor on offense and everything's going right for you and you're not into these known passing situations. You're playing with somewhat of the lead. I don't know. I don't remember many third and longs for Washington last night. That's a tribute to Cliff Kingsbury and the execution of the offense and, of course, Jaden Daniels. So, you know, they had some runs that didn't work out very well, but they seemed to get out of their own, get out of the way a little bit, make some plays with the passing game. And Terry finally got involved a little bit. Luke McCaffrey had a huge third down catch. You know, Zach did his normal 5 catches. You know, Noah Brown showed up 3 times. So Yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch these guys play because you never know how they're going to hit you. You know, is it going to be Jaden on his own read? Is it going to be Ryan Robinson? Is it going to be Eckler out of the backfield? Is it going to be Terry on a deep ball? Is it going to be Zach Ertz on a crossing route? So they got a lot going on, a lot of field to cover for the defense, and it's going to be a problem for a lot of teams moving forward.
Jay Gruden is with us, again brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. He joins us on the BetQL Guest Hotline here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. One thing I loved about last night, you know, and this is part Jaden, part Cliff, and part Dan Quinn, the fourth down aggressiveness, Jay. You know, it would have been easy in some of those spots to say, hey, you know, let me kick a 49-yard field goal on that final drive, get out of here 7-3, and play, and hope the defense, you know, can slow them down. It would have been easy late in the game, I think up 26-21. Again, you know, 4.5 minutes left or whatever it was, play defense, punt the ball, maybe take a 5-yard loss, you know, send Tressway out there, try and cough and kick. And Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and, again, Jaden Daniels and others all stepped up. They were saying, no, we're going for it, and damn it, we're going to make it. And they did three times.
Yeah, that's just puts a lot of faith in your quarterback and the execution of your offense. And also, I think it's very important for them to do that, especially with the guy on the other side of the field looking out, out there ready to get the ball back, and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and those guys. And obviously, Chase Brown had a decent game, and Joe Burrow. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. You know, I think you have to make those tough decisions sometimes and count on your offense when you know the other team has a pretty good chance to put some points on the board right away. So I think it was a great decision by those guys, but most importantly, great execution and great poise by Jaden.
So many similarities to last night. I was lucky. I was with Jordan Reed, coach, earlier at an alumni event. And I think about that offense. And I think about Thompson, your third down back, and the similarities between Eckler and Ertz. Your combinations and these combinations, do you see the similarities?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Jordan was a little bit more of a hybrid guy than
Zach. Oh, no question. He was a beast.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jordan was a monster. But there are some similarities for sure. You know, Terry is kind of a combination of Pierre and Deshaun. He has the speed of Deshaun and the physicality of Pierre. So he's fun to watch. I think the second receiver will start to emerge here pretty soon. It's good to see Luke make some key catches as a rookie.
I love him.
And obviously Noah Brown is a big physical guy. But, yeah, it all starts with the quarterback, man. And this guy is he's got poise out the rear end. I mean, he has no fear. I mean, he just looks at the defense and smiles and attacks it every single snap. And it's just fun to watch a guy. I mean, he's touched the ball now. He's had 76 pass attempts. He's had 47 times, whether it's a sack or a runner, with the ball in his hand, and has not fumbled once and not thrown a pick once. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a hell of a tribute for a young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the superlatives are unbelievable. You know, they didn't punt again, second straight game. They score on every possession, excluding kneel down second, not the second straight game for that, but you know what I'm talking about. They didn't punt for a second straight game. To do that against NFL defenses is just absurd, and that's not. And Jay, we saw him juke a defender in the hole and then baseball slide down. I mean, you know, what can't this kid do so far?
Yeah, I know it. I mean, for a team with a rookie quarterback to have no turnovers in back-to-back games, one on a Monday night football game, another one against your division rival, the New York Giants. I mean, it's a hell of a tribute. So, you know, we just got to slow down a little bit. Let's take our time, take a deep breath, and it's going to get tougher and tougher for him. But what a start for this kid. I'd feel really good going to bed at night if I was a coach for the Commanders with this guy coming out of the tunnel.
Hey, Coach, you see any change? I mean, in the kickoff return rule, now Eckler, who is an absolute beast, and I think our fan base now is starting to appreciate his absolute greatness. I hope that the concussion doesn't linger long because this guy is unique.
Yeah, you know, I think they're using him perfectly, too. You know, I don't want to see Austin Eckler get 30 carries or 10 receptions. You know, I think his role is perfect. You know, 3 or 4 receptions, 4 or 5 carries a game where you can utilize his change of pace and his speed and all that stuff and keep him fresh. Hopefully he is okay, because he's a great dynamic weapon outside of Brian Robinson. Brian only had 33 yards rushing yesterday, but still I feel his presence every time he's in the game, running between the tackles and the physicality he brings that offense. And it's much needed, because that presence opens up some zone reads for Jaden. So that's a great 1-2 punch, but they need Eckler because he is a dynamic player.
Yeah, certainly the concussion, not a great sign, especially on a short week. Jay, I wanted to ask you about the game plan. You know, everybody thought they were horizontal, east-west, short, quick, get it out. Trey Hendrickson, and I was worried about Trey Hendrickson too. They did a pretty good job until that late sack. But I said all week and last night, you know, and whatnot, that they've had opportunities and they've had windows, and specifically to Terry. And I thought they would hit on the first or second series. I don't know if I asked you this last week or whatever it was. You know, I thought they would stretch the field. I thought they would go up top, put the fear of you know what in the Bengals defense. Hey, we're here to play. And they didn't do it as early as maybe I thought or wanted. But boy, did they attack vertically. And to me, like, you get Cam Taylor-Britt, who's like, oh, it's a college offense. Oh, it's, you know, quick decisions. Oh, it's all short throws. So they're kind of thinking that maybe, and that's what they've shown on tape a lot of. But then they come out and just throw a couple of haymakers last night.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's part of the deal. I think against the Giants, you got to be a little conservative. You know, the Giants went out and beat the hell out of the Browns. They couldn't block the Giants. And I think that might have been their game plan. Hey, we got to run between the tackles and protect Jaden this week. And now that they had the ability to run the ball against a front like the Giants, the Bengals had to be thinking, hell, they're going to try to run it against us. And that opens up some deep passing lanes. And I think Cliff used that to his advantage, knowing that the Bengals would try to play a lot more tight to the line of scrimmage and allowed Washington aired out a few times.
Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Before we spin around the NFL, I wanted to ask you, I thought the defense, listen, they gave up a lot of plays. They got abused early. All of that, we understand how good Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins is, and they've got other weapons besides that. Yosefus caught a touchdown. He's a good little player, the young tight end. So I understand why they gave up points. And I thought the defense, Jay, maybe I'm going to take the positive side of this. They forced a missed field goal because of a third down stop. A couple of times the Bengals had first and 10 inside, or first and goal, I should say, inside the 10, and they forced field goals. I'm not saying the defense was good by any stretch, but they didn't get totally bludgeoned in this game. Is that kind of the way you would look at it from a head coaching or an evaluation perspective? Or would you look at it and say, man, are we really in trouble?
Well, 33 points is not quite a bludgeoning, but it's a good punch in the face. They do got to get better, but you're right. They did get stops when they had to in the red zone, which is critical. They're going to give up yards between the 20s, and they're going to have to play good red zone defense the entire year. That they got to figure out ways to get the ball back for the offense. They need to create turnover somehow, some way. That's going to be important moving forward. You know, secondary, they got to address the secondary a little bit. They can't give up those bombs that easy. But they're trying hard, and they're going to continue to work hard and get better. They have some young guys in the secondary, and they'll have to protect them early on. They're going to go up some chunk plays every now and then, but for the most part, play great red zone defense, but most importantly, figure out a way to get the ball out, force fumbles and interceptions.
Jay, I was saying to Rooster, going to Arizona without having to be a parent, you're not a husband, because you're like training camp. You can kind of get away, you can close some gaps if they've locked into this. It's also got to be highly managed. What concerns you? What advantages can you pick up in this abbreviated training camp type week?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be tough to travel. Obviously, you're traveling back from Cincinnati. It's going to be, you're going to get back really late at night and be a little worn out. So today I'll have to be recovery day for these guys.
They went directly
to
Arizona.
Right to Arizona.
You know, something, I didn't know that.
Dan always used to do that for you guys, right?
No, come on. You wish.
Yeah, no. Hell no. That's different, but still it's going to be different with the gravel and the thyme. They're going to have to recover, and they have to get their treatment. That's the most important thing for them, to get their bodies back right. And then obviously they got to put this game behind them, whether it's a win or a loss. Obviously a great win's important, much more easier
but
to get ready
ASU
for the next
campus.
Game.
Campus. Sun Devil.
Doc's worried about
Sin
them.
City. I'm just asking, Jay. I'm going, you got to manage this thing. So did you turn it into an advantage and not a trap?
Doc's worried about a Tuesday night throwdown in Tempe, Jay.
that could happen. Tempe's a fun place to be, that's for sure. But I think the coaches will do a great job with their curfews. And I think the strong leadership that Washington has with Allen and Payne, Allen should be the doorman and make sure nobody goes out. And Payne should be there watching the doors and making sure they go to bed on time and get ready and do the right thing. Because Arizona's coming off a big loss.
Yeah.
And they're going to be hungry as hell. Oh, this game is going to be a lot made about Cliff Kingsbury's return. Let's not make it about that. Let's make it about the Commanders versus the Arizona Cardinals and get the third win on the road and do everything in your power to be a professional this week and get another victory.
Well, Jay, if Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen are playing, doorman and bodyguard and all that stuff, they might be out of their gaps, like they might be side. teams could just, players, their teammates could just run right through them,
Right. But they better get healthy because they're going to have to chase around Kyler Murray for a long time in this ball game. So they need their rest. That's for sure.
Well, do you think, and I wanted to double down on Payne and Allen and get, again, your updated thought, because it's just like, I know they're trying, but it doesn't seem like the proof is in the pudding just yet. I don't know. But specific to Kyler Murray, now, I'm not saying they're the same. But does it help that they saw a pretty mobile quarterback in Baker Mayfield who they were able to get pressure on and weren't able to close the back door against when you see Kyler Murray a couple of weeks out? I understand he's really lightning quick and better at that than Baker Mayfield, but does it help that you saw some sort of recent example of what you did right and what you did wrong in terms of that element of quarterback play and defense?
Yeah, a little bit. Every experience is important. And Daniel Jones is no slouch either.
Yeah, that's true.
Outside the pocket.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a good athlete as well. So, but this guy's a freak. This guy's like a little magician, Houdini, back there in the pocket. And, you just watch his second game, watching his game against Buffalo, and then watch his game that they won. And then last week they struggled a little bit. But, he just got to make sure you contain him, try to keep him in the pocket. And then somebody's got to get hands on Marvin Harrison and slow him down. So it'll be a tough task, but I think it's something that they can accomplish. And I think defensively, Arizona's struggling a little bit. I think Jaden can have another big, big day.
Good luck with all that. Specific to Allen and Payne, are you seeing anything that would concern you, or are they just being double teamed so much, which they seem to be a lot in the Giants game? I haven't been able to track that for last night's game, but I'm sure they were given a lot of attention. What have you seen, I guess, through three games and really what happened kind of over the second half of last year?
Yeah, I think I'm just knowing those two guys and how good they can be, I'm a little disappointed in their performance so far. My expectations for those two guys are Pro Bowl quality, and I don't see them pop up on the screen enough for me. And I'm not watching the film as a coach like I used to. I'm just watching games as a spectator, so I'm not seeing or knowing what exactly their responsibilities are on each play. And they might be doing perfect. They might be doing exactly what Dan Quinn says, but I just don't see the eye-popping plays that you typically see, four or five times a game from Jonathan Allen and a couple run-stopping smothers by Daron Payne or quarterback hits by Payne. I just don't see as much as I think I would like. But the year's still young, and I think they'll still work themselves into football shape and get going here later on.
Before we run out of time, Jay Gruden with us, brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Buffalo's 3-0. We all know about Josh Allen. We know about that environment. What the hell is going on in Jacksonville, Jay? I know you didn't get to work with Trevor Lawrence in the 1 year you were down there, but my goodness, he was on that trajectory a year and a half ago, and the second half of last year was a disaster. We know that, and so far this year has been a mess. I know they drop a lot of passes, but what is going on with Trevor Lawrence and the Jags?
Yeah, they get issues down there, big-time issues, and his consistency has been an issue since he came to the league, really. He'll have a couple good plays and then a couple really bad plays, and for whatever reason, he just has not clicked into the consistent quarterback that they need down there. And it's tough when you're playing good one drive, and then the next drive you're horrible, you miss a guy that's wide open. It's just tough to get anything going as a play caller, and I think Peterson's struggling calling these plays or whoever's calling plays for him, and he's just not playing consistent enough football for a guy that is as good as he is. I don't know what the deal is, if it's his fundamentals or he's got injury problems that are lingering from last year. But something's different about him. It's very concerning for Jaguars.
Yeah, I remember a little bit of that at Clemson, and I was like, I don't know if he's the surefire stud that everybody thinks, but I guess I wasn't expecting.
He was on fire.
I'm saying that he's the most head-scratching quarterback I've ever ever evaluated because he has plays where he looked like the number one pick in the draft by far, and he had other plays he looked like a six rounder.
So it's interesting that you say that, because the universal, like, you know, that you hear from all the, you know, the scouting analysts and the people in mommy's basement is that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know?
Yeah, I still would have taken him if I had a chance, but, okay, but still, you just worry about the negative plays that he has, that the guys he misses in the flat that are wide open by 10 yards over his head. You know, just,
but he's just into the game, right, Jay? I mean, he's into football. It ain't like Tyler. Kyler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a great kid.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He works at it.
Yeah.
He wants to be good. Like I said, I think, I don't know if it's some injuries that have lingered over him and just messed with his delivery.
Okay.
You know, I've seen other quarterbacks. You know, I can remember Blake Bortles had a couple really good years, had some bad injuries, and his throwing motion changed drastically, and he was missing guys wide open. Maybe he had something to do with that. So there's a lot of issues a quarterback can have, and maybe it's confidence. He just got to get his swagger back and have a couple good games, and maybe he'll be off and running.
Have you had a chance to shout out to the Red Rifle?
The Red Rifle, I shot a text to him. I haven't replied yet, though. He hasn't replied yet. He's a little busy right now.
A little busy.
A hell of a game for him.
Yeah,
is he a pro or what?
He is a real pro.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love
that
guy.
And last thing, Jay, just before we leave, the Rams and McVay, who obviously you know very well, I don't know if you talk to Sean anymore or whatever. I mean, what they have done to overcome, I mean, they damn near won that season opener on Sunday night in Detroit with half their team all, you know, out for that game or hurt in that game. Since then, the injuries have piled up even more. No Nacua, no Cooper Kupp. And for them to come back and beat Kyle, granted it was at home, but it wasn't like a home game. For them to be way down and to come all the way back and win that game is, I mean, just nothing short of astonishing how he's been able to piece that together.
Yeah, you know, I think he showed why he traded for Matthew Stafford. This guy is just an absolute stud. He doesn't blink in any adversity coming at him, pressure, whatever it is. He just continues to stand back there and deliver strikes no matter who he's throwing to. And he's a great player. And obviously, Sean's a great play caller. He's going to keep his team in games. You know, they got a young defense and the young defensive coordinator. They're struggling a little bit, but they made plays when they had to. And Sean's going to get these guys going.
No doubt about it. Jay, great spot as always.
Good stuff,
always
Coach.
Good to catch up with you. I guess we'll talk next Monday because the Commanders play on Sunday. Appreciate you as always, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Chris. See you.
There you go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, that is the former head coach of the Washington Redskins, former offensive coordinator of the Jaguars and the Cincinnati Bengals. You can check him out, Underdog Fantasy. He's doing work with them. And each and every normally Monday here at 3 o'clock on the Team 980, we pushed it back to Tuesday this week because the Commanders played on Monday night on air and on the road. Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Chantilly of Lincoln, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, home of Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.